Tom Torreira from Ukraine Podcast 107. Go all the way, and that's exactly what I'm hoping to do with a hottie. One-way ticket here. I'll get the notch and then I'll move on to my next destination. I'm not in Kiev. Some guys have been saying, can we have a meetup in Kiev? I'm not in Kiev, but I am in Ukraine. So take a pin on the map and predict where I am. Some housekeeping announcements, quite a few actually, before the topic of today, going all the way. Let's get them out of the way. First of all, Street Stories, my documentary that I'm filming in July when I go around the world with Craig. We're going around the world for a laugh, to day game for ourselves, selfishly, to teach the day game one day boot camps, which are pretty much sold out except for Los Angeles. So if you want a place in LA, watch the video on YouTube, go to my blog and then email me, tom@tomtorreira.com. But we're also in 30 days shooting a documentary, a bit like Podcast 100, where we heard from guys all over the world, all ages, all backgrounds, who do day game, how they got into day game, why they do day game, what results they've got, highs and the lows, and what they want to do with it. These are fascinating stories. You don't just want to look at my beautiful face, listen to my beautiful voice. You want to hear other people, why they do day game, where they do day game. So that's what we're going to do. And I put out a video on my YouTube channel, it's also on my blog, saying, do you want to be in it? Do you want me to film you, A, as an interview, and B, film you doing day game in field in either London, New York, Los Angeles, Sydney, Singapore, or Munich? I've had a big response, obviously, especially from London. I'd like a few more guys in LA, that would be good. I've got a big response from Sydney, as I predicted, from Munich. New York's not bad. If there's any more guys in New York who are happy to be interviewed and who are happy to be filmed in field, you'll be part of the documentary. What do you get out of it? Some guys have said, well, you get to be in the world's first real documentary that's going to be screened in a cinema. That's going to be seen by thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of guys who will get into this based on that documentary. And when I'm with you for that day filming you, I can give you feedback on your approaches. I'll answer any questions you have. We'll get to spend time together in a non-romantic way. So that's what you get out of it. And I can give you a login to Stealth Seduction as well, if you want. So there you go. That's the documentary Street Stories, being filmed in July, hopefully out by late autumn, late fall 2017. Depends on the edit. Second thing, yesterday on my YouTube channel, I released part two of my seminar, which I filmed in London earlier this year, called Day Game 3.0. It's for intermediate day gamers, not really for beginners. If you're a beginner, go to the free video, Beginner Day Game. That's my model. That's when I take two guys out in field and you see the day game model and the basics. But if you're intermediate and you're looking to switch from nice guys social day game to bad boys sexual day game, to make the dating faster, to make the escalation smoother, then you can watch parts one and parts two on YouTube. Part three and part four, they are part of Stealth Seduction. They're a bonus. So you have to get Stealth Seduction. Go to the vault section. You can see part three and part four. Last thing. I think tomorrow I will release the May edition of Torreira Tunes on Spotify. If you go to Spotify and you type in Tom Torreira, you'll get my playlists already for March and for April and May, sunny May. An upbeat playlist is coming out. No, they're not exactly just for the bedroom. Some guys think this is music to get laid by. No, I've made videos on that. Look at Sheepy Mix, Mr. Suicide Sheep on YouTube for some ambient 1.5 hour, 2 hour, trancey, deep house, wacky stuff, which is great for getting laid. I've said that lots of times. This is more just for what I'm listening to. Guys are curious. Soundtracks to my videos, soundtracks to my travels, music that girls tell me about, music that I listen to with girls, whatever. But that's coming out. All right. What a lot of wittering, rambling on. Let's dive in with a mega quote from Bukowski about going all the way. And he says, if you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you are going to try, go all the way. This could mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, and maybe even your mind. Go all the way. It could mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It could mean freezing on a park bench. It could mean jail, derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test for endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds. And it will be better than anything else you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There is no other feeling like it. You will be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. Do it. Go all the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter. It's the only good fight there is. Love it. You've probably heard that quote before. Definitely applies to day game. Definitely applies to being single, being a bachelor, being a black sheep, being a nomad, being a flowmad, saying fuck it. I've made podcasts with that similar theme. Go back to podcast 78, which was called Fuck It. Go back to podcast 85, which was called Suck It Up. This sounds like a weird porn movie. Fuck It and Suck It Up. Podcast 85 is one of my favorites. Suck It Up. Real kick in the ass for me. Real kick in the ass for you when you feel a bit apathetic. Procrastination is taking over. And listen to podcast 78 as well. Fuck It. And this podcast 107, same kind of theme. Yep. If you're going to start, go all the way. So that's what we'll unpick today in terms of day game, escalation, starting a project, starting a blog, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, starting a business, traveling, making a big decision, right? I've spoken about the dangers of procrastination before. You know I'm all about taking action, grabbing life by the horny horns, licking the lid of life. These are my mantras you should be familiar with right now. And my philosophy that no greatness is really achieved with moderation. I think moderation is a myth. I think this idea of balance is a myth, work-life balance. Because if you're doing what you love, however cliched that sounds, there is no separation in my mind between work and life. Life is my work. Work is my life. This is what I do. I get up and I'm obsessed. I've always been obsessed. My parents pointed this out from a young age. When I got into a topic or a project, all in. All the way, go crazy. The fault is that after achieving what I wanted to achieve, finding out everything there is to know about that subject, I dropped it and moved on to another subject. That's part of my psyche. Maybe one day that will happen with game, but when I discovered pick up and game, that was it, obsession. First about the theory, going on forums, learning all the biology, learning all the techniques, learning the toolkit, and then the 90%, fuck it. Go outside, do it. Do it every day. 10 approaches a day, one number a day. Do that for 2 years. Going for 30 notches a year, 40 notches a year, whatever. Trying to do crazy things, going to new destinations, testing out number farming around the world. And then say, fuck it, quitting my job. Right, fuck it, make coaching my income. Then say, fuck it, make passive income through books and products my income. And then say, fuck it, let's make a documentary. Let's not do it in one city, let's do it around the world. Fuck it, let's do it in 30 days. Let's not just put this out as a free YouTube video. Let's put it in a fucking cinema, right? If you're going to go in, don't dip your toe in the water. Go all in, right? And I see guys that are with pickup channels, pickup blogs, and it's not revealing all, right? It's lukewarm. Right, you can't be half a gangster. So you have to show your face. You have to let people hear your voice. You have to let people see you in field, students, on the internet. You can't really hide and give advice or say, you know, I'm not really a pickup artist. I'm a life coach. I'm a life strategist. I'm doing self-improvement. No, you own it. You say what it is that you're doing. It's liberating to say, look, I'm a pervert, I'm a delinquent, right? I like hot girls. I like fucking hot girls, right? You own it, you nail your colors to the mast. That's very rare these days. That's why it's very attractive. But if you're going to run a pickup blog or a pickup channel, you got to say, fuck it. You know, you can't have a travel blog and write that from your office, or you can't have a fitness blog if you're massively overweight. It's like, Jesus, it's like married guys giving dating advice. I tweeted that today. That's like a prisoner, a guy on serving life in a jail giving careers advice. Yep. You can't be married and under the thumb and give freedom black sheep advice. You can't give dating advice and pick up advice if you have a girlfriend. You get the idea. Yeah, so you make that decision, you say fuck it, and you jump, and it's very, very liberating. And that, ironically, or counterintuitively rather, gets more of an audience anyway, because your actions speak louder than words. Your actions are your philosophy. All these are cliches, but they're true. As Shakespeare said, action is eloquence. So it's what you do. That your example speaks for itself. So you don't need to write any more blog posts. You don't need to convince people with clickbait or spammy stuff or all the old cheesy marketing. People will come to you, right? I don't actively try to recruit any traffic to my site. I don't actively try and get cold traffic. I don't do all the email spammy click stuff, because enough people find you. And when they find you, they say, well, this guy's walking the walk. This guy's living what he writes about. This guy's still doing pickup. This guy hasn't settled down. This guy's still traveling. This guy practices what he preaches. Therefore, I'll follow him. Therefore, I'll buy his book. Therefore, I'll take Skype coaching with him, whatever. Up to the big daddy, therefore, I'll buy Stealth Seduction. All right, and all those things support my lifestyle, but I don't actively ask people to do it, except for a little cheeky upsell sometimes on a podcast, yeah? So, if you're waiting for a sign, if you need permission, if you've been waiting for your family to give you permission, or your boss to give you permission, or a fucking girlfriend to give you permission, here's the permission. As I've said before on the Tom Torero podcast, here is your permission. Do it. Fuck it. Sell your shit. Quit that job. Start approaching. Go outside. Walk out of a relationship. Walk out of a girl who has the frame, right? Many people ask me, what's your best relationship advice for fixing a broken relationship? Or what's your best advice for marriage guidance counseling? What would you say? I've been married 22 years and I've hated her for 19 years. I would say, okay, save your money, walk. Learn to say, there's the line, there's the door. She can either go, or even better, just walk out the door. Because once the frame is lost, it's sadly lost. Once the frame is fucked, it's fucked, and you can't really get it back. That's why marriage guidance counseling is a load of shit, I think. That's why trying to fix a relationship, how to get her back, is coming from completely the wrong mindset, and you can't. All right, sure, you can walk out the door, maybe she'll chase you, you can quit that relationship, go and date 10 other girls, and she might be interested because of the social proof and your social media, but that you wouldn't even want her back anyway, because after those 10 girls, you'll think, oh, these girls are just as cool. These girls are prettier. All right. I'm the chooser, not the chosen. I don't have that person breathing down my neck. I'm not a prisoner anymore. And it is liberating. Absolutely key for the black sheep mindset. Yeah. You learn to say fuck it. You learn to say there's the line, and you polarize. I've said it before. Don't be vanilla. Don't be beige, don't be comfortable, don't be acceptable. Just do something like saying, I'm a pickup artist. I never say I'm a life coach. I never say I'm a manosphere writer. I just say I'm a guy who likes traveling and fucking hot girls. And for that, some people are gonna love you. You nail your colors to the mast, people will come. Build it, they will come. But as many people love you, people will hate you. All right, you put your head above the parapet, people will hate what you do, but you polarize. Remember Lemmy from Motorhead, when they used to come on stage, they used to be the loudest rock and roll band in the world, and he said at the beginning of every gig, we are Motorhead and we play rock and roll, or we play fucking rock and roll. God bless Lemmy, because he didn't apologize for who he was or what his band was, didn't feel the need to change, a bit like status quo, you know, three chord wonder. Fuck it. People laugh at them, but they own it. Are they still going? I can't remember. A status quo is still going. Sadly, Lemmy passed away. I don't know if Motorhead are still playing without him. I hope they're not. But yeah, you get the idea. So if you're going to start, go all in, right? People start a project, people start a pickup blog, people start maybe a pickup channel or any kind of channel. They do two or three episodes and then they stop. They say, well, I'm not sure if I should, you know, if this is good for me. What about my career? What will people think? What will other people think? Vis-a-vis, I'm a sheep, I'm in the herd, I'm very sensitive to what others are saying around me, I definitely don't have the frame, I'm worried about what my girlfriend might think, I'm worried that people will find out. That's a common thing. When I announced the Street Stories documentary, we had a load of emails saying, but what if people find out about Game? You're publicizing Game, it has to be a secret. That's a complete misunderstanding of what street hustling is. Girls actually being in on the hustle. Yeah, think of secret society. Think of how many fucking people read The Game. How many girls still read The Game? The Game's been on the shelves of bookshops for over a decade. Does it make any difference? No. To men like women and women like men? Yes. Will mating and dating go on forever? Yes. Do women like confident, cocky guys? Yes. Are guys afraid to approach women? Without alcohol or without Tinder or without going online? Yes. So actually that approach anxiety, which holds a lot of people back, you could say selfishly, and I often think this, that's a bloody good thing. Right? You walk around during the day, all those other guys are looking at the birds, especially here in Ukraine, fucking hot birds, and the local guys are looking at them. But you know they have that anxiety. Doesn't matter about their gym body, doesn't matter about the fact that they're in the military, doesn't matter that they're super rich. In the daytime, level playing field. No alcohol, no flashing lights, no social proof. Hopefully not using your car or your Dolce & Gabbana suit. Fuck it, feel the fear, jump in, go all the way. Run in front of her. There's no halfway of really becoming amazing at day game. I've never met a great day gamer who's half-assed, right? The great day gamer said, fuck it, I'm going to quit my job for 3 months. Fuck it, I'm going to just quit my job. I'm going to travel for 2 years. Guys have said, fuck it, I'm taking 2 years off. I met one guy who said, I'm just taking 2 years off. I'm going to master this skill set. I'm going to go all in. I'm going out every day. I'm going to be obsessed by it. Not the theory, but by the action. Yep. I'm going to do 10 approaches every day for 1 year. Or I'm going to get one phone number a day for 1 year. Or I'm going to go on 2 dates a week for 1 year. And that obsession, my friend, will bring results because everybody else is just dipping their toe. They're just dabblers. All right. I can't remember who said it, but I love the phrase, buy the ticket, take the ride. Buy the ticket, take the ride. Just do it. Fucking jump. Right. Get rejected as fast as you can. That's a great mindset. So you can think about approaching her or wait for the right opportunity to approach her, or even worse, this is day game 1.0 or day game 2.0, you approach her as Mr. Nice Guy. So you approach her, you hide your dick, you do it indirectly. She doesn't really know what you want. Well, actually she does, and she disrespects you because you're not being honest. You ask for directions or you make chit chat. Nice guy, bland, boring, friendly, funny day game. You get the number. You even go on a date with her. Little coffee afternoon date where you're helping her with her English, her homework. And after 4, 5, 6 dates or a few months, she rejects you because she never kisses you and you never fuck. That's delaying rejection. Yeah, that's why guys eject from the set. That's why guys close weekly. That's why guys like texting. Because if you're texting her, it means you're not having to escalate. So you're avoiding asking her out and her saying no. I like to find out, as I said, quickly, polarize. This is day game 3.0. Watch part 1 and part 2 on YouTube. Go up to her, even as you approach, from your body language and your fashion and your voice and your eye contact. She knows this is a guy who's not a chody boyfriend, husband. This guy loves casual sex. This guy is an outlaw, all right? You don't need to go, obviously, as a caricature of a failed 90s rock star, but you get the idea, and you tell her, look, I think you're very cute. I think you're very beautiful, and I wanted to come and say hello. Okay, cards on the table. Little bit of chat. Try to stack again if she still hasn't hooked after 2 minutes, and you're an intermediate. Okay, move on. I still ask them out. She says, I've got a boyfriend. I've got a husband. You say, well, I don't want to be your boyfriend. Well, that's cool. He's a boy. I'm a man. Another time I'd like to take you for some wine. Let me take your details. A girl yesterday said, oh, I'm married. And I said, married? You're very young. How old are you? She said, I'm 24. I smiled and said, how long have you been married for? She said, 3 years. English wasn't very good, so I put my thumb up and I said, is it good? Or I made the, you know, wavering sign with my hand. I said, is it so-so? And she went, so-so. So I said, yeah, sometimes good, sometimes bad. You love him and you hate him. She said, yes. Yesterday evening, I took her for a drink and I kissed her in the elevator on the way out. She wasn't happy in her marriage. Do I see that as a bad thing? No. That's Tom Torero's marriage guidance counseling, yeah? She had chosen to come out. I asked her on the date as well, had she cheated? She said not in that marriage, but before when she had a boyfriend, she had cheated. She just wasn't happy in that marriage. She was too young to get married. But anyway, I digress. Put your cards on the table. You go all in. You can try things like the burn the boats mission. All right, so you can't fuck a phone number. You're going to go out without your phone. You're going to say today is all about learning to be polarizing. Blow me out. That's good for nice guys. Yeah, you can go too far and you can lose some of the maybe girls, but that's great for a nice guy. So phone is at home. You think my only option is to do something crazy like kiss her on the street just for a laugh, or even better, instant date. And then on the instant date, you're thinking, fuck, well, I can't take her contact details. Even though she said she's a little bit busy, I'm going to try and push it. I'm going to try and go all the way. So you suggest a little walk. And surprise, surprise, you're walking towards your closed location. Oh my God, what a coincidence. And right next to your apartment, surprise, surprise, there's a bar. And you say, well, listen, we've only got 20 minutes. Let's have a quick half a beer. In you go. Get her to invest. Verbal escalation. Physical escalation. You lead, you isolate, so she comes back to yours just so you can charge the phone, drop off your bag, watch one episode of Californication with her that you've been talking about, and you escalate. Now, I've said about the dangers of over-escalating past the point of no return. That is true. But I think for a nice guy, it's better to do that a few times, maybe for half a year. In fact, you know, go from one extreme to the other. Learn about over-escalating. Learn about where the line is. As me old wing Baxter used to say, you got to crash the car, otherwise you'll never know how fast you can go. So you don't really know where the line is until you push up to the line. And then, yeah, through calibration, which is just in-field experience, you learn how to say, okay, well, listen, you got to go, I got to go, but I will do the cooking of the pasta for you, you will bring the wine, we will choose the Netflix, we'll do that, what, Wednesday or Friday? Yeah, Friday, okay. And she comes over on Friday and you escalate on the second date, or maybe in Ukraine you escalate on the third date. Here, second date would be walking around a park, yep. Netflix and chill after that. So that's an example of going all the way, burning your boats, not just collecting numbers. That's a very intermediate day game thing. There you go. The time is, we got about 5 minutes left. So I'll remind you, listen to my favorite podcast perhaps ever, Podcast 85, Suck It Up, and Podcast 78, Fuck It, if you enjoyed this podcast. Coming back just quickly to that thing in the middle of the Bukowski quote, he says, isolation is the gift. And I agree. A beginner day gamer needs a wing, mostly for the approach anxiety. After that, you need to be that lone wolf, because the black sheep is actually the wolf in sheep's clothing. Although, I don't think wolves actually have many sexual partners. I'll have to check that, but you know what I mean. You got to have claws. And for that, I like solo day game, because I get in the zone, in my perverted zone. I'm going for the hunt. I'm going for the kill, not literally. And solo trips like this, I'm in Ukraine right now on my own. I was helping a guy out, but now I'm off to the next city on my own. And it's a mission. It's landing in one place and saying I'm self-sufficient. I've got that self-reliance. Don't need mummy. Don't need a girl to be my mummy. Don't even need a wing here. I'm going, waking up in the morning, doing my work, doing a bit of fitness, and then I'm out. All right, 10 approaches a day, number farm. 5 days in a row, that's 50. That gives me a good idea of how day game works in that city. All right, and then I repeat this until I'm finding the hot girl I really like. Notches, okay, fine. I've got a load of notches this year, but it's good to know exactly what type of girls you like, and I know exactly what I'm looking for. So I'm here actually looking for that. I'd prefer to get one of those right now than 10, you know, sevens. So yeah, self-reliance, solo missions, they're like stealth ops, they're like army missions where you're dropped in the middle of fucking nowhere and you can survive. And isolation is the gift for being obsessed. You have to be on your own. When you're writing, you're on your own. When you're making a video, you're on your own. Editing is a very lonely but beautiful thing. Yeah, academia, my dad used to say, is like a little bubble. It's like a little retreat from the world into your own thing. Anything of greatness involves isolation, so embrace it. No, don't be isolated all the time. Yes, enjoy time with women and your mates, have family contact, but go into isolation. Yeah, go into the forest, go onto the sea. As I sailed from Spain to Brazil, was that last year, was that the year before? That was 30 days of a form of isolation. I was with a crew, but there was no Wi-Fi, there was no phone signal. It was just looking at the open Atlantic Ocean. It was crewing, but there was a lot of time to think. And actually, that's where a lot of my textbook Street Hustle was formed, and I started writing it on that ship. I digress. Anyway, a few minutes to go. So, a couple of bits of homework. The first bit of homework is that I want you to watch something for my next podcast. Podcast 108 is going to be on the topic of social proof again, and looking at clever pre-selection and jealousy plot lines and lifestyle. Lots of guys ask me about lifestyle games. So the documentary I've watched, which is fantastic and I want you to watch, is called Casablancas, The Man Who Loved Women. So far, I've only found it on Netflix. From 2016, it's about John Casablancas, the founder of Elite Models, one of the premier modeling agencies in the world. And he really came up with the concept of a supermodel in the 70s, 80s and 90s. He's dead now, but this film is a great testimony to his life. A real playboy, a guy that fucked the hottest of hot and cleverly constructed a way to do that. No, it wasn't Cold Approach. Certainly wasn't Day Game, but we shall be talking about that next week. So try and watch that if you can. It will save me explaining a lot. And the second documentary I watched this week in my isolation on the evenings when I didn't have a date was a documentary called Raiders, the story of the greatest fan film ever made. True story, documentary, obviously, about these three 11-year-old kids in 1982, and they saw Spielberg's Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones. They were so inspired that they decided to shoot it in their own house and basement and back garden and surroundings with crappy equipment and friends. Very DIY, very budget, but they shot it shot for shot. So they remade the film, although they don't call it a remake because it's a homage. It's a beautiful thing. Some people say it's even better than the original Raiders. And this didn't just last 2 weeks. This wasn't just a crappy half-assed project. This didn't last two summers. This lasted about eight summers. So this was the whole of their childhood and teenage years. You see them growing up. They shot it out of sequence. So in some scenes, they're older than younger and... yeah, that band of people stayed together for 8 years. You could even say 30, 40 years, because they didn't shoot one scene until they were adults, until recently when they had the cash to do it. It's a beautiful film. It's a testimony to going all in, going all the way. If you're going to make that fucking film, you do it properly. And I think they got to year two or year three of the project and they weren't happy with what they shot. So they decided to start again, which is an unbelievable testimony to saying, fuck it, burn your boats, go all in. And there's some funny burning boats when they're kids in a basement trying to reconstruct scenes with fire, and they pour petroleum on stuff and set themselves on fire. For the love of cult cinema, but I digress. That was a great documentary I watched this week, and watch the Casablancas, The Man Who Loved Women, 2016. It's on Netflix. I shall leave it there. That was podcast 107, Going All The Way with Bukowski. So go all the way with your day game. Go all the way with those decisions, with your black sheep lifestyle. Fuck, I enjoyed that podcast. I hope it was a good one. Until next week, ta-da.